This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
With Karen and Chris. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
And this is Karen Kilgariff.
We are headed to LAX.
Very close to LAX.
As usual. We are very close already.
And then we're headed in.
We are about to head into the actual terminal. No, terminal would be the indoor portion, right?
No, I think you could be at, like, a terminal and be
terminal
outside.
Has a real loose definition.
It, you know,
unless you're that you're ill in that way, then it's pretty.
Then it's very specific to death.
Yeah,
if you're just plain terminal.
So we're driving into the death of the airport.
Right into the cancer part.
Good jokes right from the get go. I could tell
arriving.
I'm feeling it. Uh oh.
Arriving.
Oh.
That's arriving.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Here we are with the cops.
We're getting stopped. Thanks. I always think they're going to stop. Clearly, you have a microphone and I have earphones. He looked right at us and said, oh, that's no threat.
Yeah.
We're doing a podcast about bombs.
How to make them, how to distribute them, how to hide them in your shoes. All of it. But no, yeah, sure. We'll go right into the airport if that's what you want, sir.
Today we are picking up Todd Berry.
He's the world famous Todd Berry.
He's famous throughout the globe.
He's beloved. He's despised.
He is especially by, I can't remember his name. Doesn't that suck when you want to say something?
Yes.
But it's just an actor. Who cares? He's in The Wrestler. Mickey Rourke didn't. He's despised by Mickey Rourke. Oh, man. That was like.
Wait a second. Is that the truth?
No,
you were just doing
in real life.
A funny reference?
And it's loose. I mean, it's up to debate whether or not it would have been a funny reference. He was in The Wrestler. I was using an old credit.
Todd Berry was in The Wrestler?
He was.
I didn't know that. I never saw The Wrestler.
It's great. It's great. For a while, he works in, when he decides he can't wrestle because his heart exploded.
Yeah.
He works in a deli of a grocery store, and Todd is the deli grocery store manager, and he's really good.
I bet he is. I think he's a great actor. Every time I see him and stuff, he plays it perfectly.
He plays himself, right?
Well, yeah. I think everyone does. It's just you're wearing a different hat or color suit.
Right, right. There's, especially if you're playing Dick Tracy in something.
You've got your yellow suit for crime fighting, and then you wear the black suit for, I don't know.
Being a crime causer.
A crime causer.
It's just a different hat.
A crime causer, then you wear the black suit.
You know how all these cops are wearing big yellow floppy hats?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the way it is these days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I'm going to ask Todd about The Wrestler when he gets into the car, because that's interesting to me.
Yeah, yeah. And I bet he has an anecdote.
Or he'll have a sassy remark.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe a quip, a quick one.
Yeah. Guys, if you're listening right now, please get ready for japes and jabs.
Japes.
And jokes, of course.
Yeah, of course.
And so much sass that you're going to have to, you might have to take a sass pill.
All on a bed of riff.
I also flew today. Chris picked me up. I landed at 12:30, and I got a ride from my own podcast.
I thought maybe that this should have been a two-parter.
Ew, no, I was not ready to do anything when I got off that plane. I don't know how people do it. I don't know how they do our podcast.
I did not listen to him tell me what terminal. Did you overhear me?
No. Wait, yeah. What flight thing?
Yeah.
You
it's
don't
so
know.
Hard to drive and do things.
But,
No, that's what I'm admitting is that I don't know.
Okay. We'll just drive real slow.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Get over to the right so we can see him.
Ah, gotcha.
Sorry.
Yeah, I kind of... Not sure why I didn't pay attention.
Well,
I
bet you were joking, and he was joking.
Yeah, yeah.
While he was giving information.
Yeah, yeah. This is always the good when you're going through logistics in your email during a podcast. It always makes for great. These are the sounds of me looking at my email.
Is he on Air China?
Just riff amongst yourself, Karen.
Is he on Aeromax?
I'm about to figure it out.
How about Avianca?
I'll figure it out soon.
Did he say Avianca?
Oh. Okay. Please.
Delta.
Okay.
Burke.
I love her work.
She's amazing. She needs to come back.
That's one thing that woman could design as comedy.
I've often been told I look like Delta Burke, which is, there's a lot of different ways to take it. I just decide to take it in the good way and walk.
I remember when I was young, I thought she was, the cat's pajamas. But, you know, I liked, as a kid, they always said, my parents early on, they're like, you like full-figured MILFs. Okay, here we go. American Airlines.
Your parents always told you.
Yeah, they always said that. American Airlines. They're like, oh, he loves a full-figured
God,
MILF.
He loves a MILF. It's so gross, the idea your parents would use that terminology. There's some great airlines over here. Air Mexico.
Yeah, Air China. You'd think that as many people as there are in China, they'd have more than one little terminal.
Yeah, they
kiosk.
Have a tiny sign.
Very tiny.
Volaris? What's that?
I don't know. And why would Air China not be in the international section?
I think we are in the international section.
No, no. That's at the end. That's in the cul-de-sac of the airport, if you will. That's the international. Right now, this is... But you're right.
Yeah.
Air Canada. I mean, that's not exactly international.
There's Air Hawaiian. Totally
See,
different
clearly
country.
Clearly a different country.
What's ArcaFly? I've never even seen that before. ArcaFly.
There's a lot of obscure little ma and pa airlines. Someone just buys a big old jet airliner, one of my favorite songs, and then they...
I want to start my own airline.
People do it. Oh, yeah, go ahead. It's your rules. Go ahead and leap
just
into traffic.
You mean like maybe they get a Kickstarter page going and they're like, help me get this jumbo jet.
I promise that is the story of... Canada's WestJet. Just some guy, I'm not kidding,
I bet,
bought a plane and became an airline. And
had
he started with some smaller airlines or airplanes with his cousins, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a family affair. And
guys, you have to work the weekend. We need to get sales
enough
up.
Money to, enough money to buy a Boeing 747.
Please, it's my dream. I love people watching at the airport.
Me too.
Because it goes like gorgeous, ugly, 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 amazing. That's what it's like in LA.
Yeah, yeah. Gorgeous, ugly, ugly, amazing.
Amazing. One man show. Oh my God, that guy is on NCIS. And then back around to ugly.
I love seeing extras from cop dramas.
Mm-hmm.
I said I'm maybe losing my mind.
You it's did American. Say American. Yeah.
And I have no idea where that is.
Well, now we are seriously in the Tom Bradley International Terminal because we're looking at EVA Air. We're looking at Thai Airways. We're looking at Trans-Aero.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever even been
it's
in there.
It's weird how are those other countries secondary? They aren't quite international.
Iberia? Where's that?
I don't know. Liberia? That's in Africa. Iberia. You're
Iberia.
Right. I don't know what Iberia
is. Emirates.
Maybe
Philippines.
All the lights in the L had burned out.
They just don't. Aeroflot is the Russian airline that we flew. I went to Russia when I was in high school, and we all thought we were going to die. Yeah. For real.
Yeah, because flot sounds like the sound effect of a plane landing in a marsh.
In the ocean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Aeroflot.
Aeroflot. We were crying and praying on that flight. The whole plane shook like an old train car.
That's a
scary.
Horrible name for it. Oh, let me get a ticket on Eurosplosion. Oh.
Two tickets to Death Town, please. Here's American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's...
Okay, get ready.
It's good. Go ahead and
for
cross.
For the Todd Berry experience. Go ahead and cross, young couple from Poland.
Yes. Wow. Somebody's traveling nationally today.
Welcome.
And then that's
okay, not there.
That's not Todd Berry.
He's not there.
That's not Todd
what
Berry.
What if he was wearing, we pull up, he's wearing a fedora, like he's ready for LA.
Oh, you know what?
What?
He very well might not have his bag yet. Oh, under American Eagle 4 sign.
There's American Eagle 4.
Oh, he's about to be in our car. Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
Get ready. Don't be nervous.
Don't get mad at the crack. Just realize your bag got hung up on it. Pop your collar.
And get the F out.
Oh, boy. I don't...
Todd Berry.
He's behind. Hi.
Yeah,
there he
you
is.
Have to pull up in front of this guy.
He said hi with his mouth.
He did.
Oh, no. Look what I've done.
You blocked it all. Todd Berry!
Todd Berry!
What's up, Karen?
Get in here!
There we go.
Yeah, it's all cozy. Ugh. Wait. Where's that mic?
Oh, where is the mic?
Oh, it's underneath.
Oh, God. We've got a technical difficulty. The mic is caught under the baggage.
Mic.
Oh.
There it is. Oh, actually use a mic, man.
Yeah, hello, yeah. Todd Berry.
I'm just so comfortable holding a mic that it makes sense.
You've done that before. You've held mics.
I have.
You hold mics around your apartment for practice, right?
I do.
I use a hair comb when I'm practicing around the house. I just speak into a brush.
I like to sing into the top of a broom.
Have you ever practiced in front of a mirror like people think we do?
That's only with kissing.
Todd, where are you coming from today?
San Francisco, 4 shows at Cobb's.
How'd they go?
They were pretty good.
Big room?
It's big, that room.
It's humongous.
Yeah.
Do you prefer the Punchline to Cobb's?
Now that I've played Cobb's, yes. No, it's just so big.
Yeah.
But, I mean, crowds were surprisingly big.
Yeah.
Yeah, what I'm saying is I drew some people.
Are you saying that you destroyed on a major
I killed
level?
Every show and I packed the place out.
I immediately read between the lines. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is big, and it felt good to do shows in a big room. But,
yeah.
Did I fill it out?
Did you pace the stage?
Fill the stage.
Perform?
Okay.
Did you fill it?
I did. I did. Just in case I ever get asked to do the Oddball Fest.
You're going to be ready for the major amphitheaters?
I think I think I would do all right in that. Why haven't they booked me?
Were you invited?
I've been talking to them about it. We're going to get it cleared up.
Were you invited to the Eugene Merman International Comedy Festival?
I was, and I had already been booked by the time they asked me.
Karen, I just picked up Karen. She was at the Eugene Merman.
Oh, how was that?
It was great. It was super fun.
It's always fun.
It's so, I mean... You gotta love the Bell House. Those
yeah,
audiences
Bell House is
are
one
like,
of the best.
It's like they came to tell you they love you specifically.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
so nice. So,
it's
yeah, I had a great
sweet.
Time. Todd, can we just skip really quick to the fact that you were in The Wrestler?
She didn't.
That's so funny. I was going to make a joke when
she
I walked
didn't know
in.
That.
What?
I was going to walk in and go, okay, I'm ready to answer questions about The Wrestler. That's really
serious?
Weird. But I was joking.
Chris
but
just said
I was.
It, and I never seen it. I didn't know you were in it.
No?
I swear to God.
I explained your role.
If you've never seen it, then it makes sense he didn't know I was.
Oh, he gets caught. You get caught masturbating in it to internet porn.
Well, I guess you don't need to see it now.
Yeah. Oh. I mean,
it's the essence of the whole movie.
Alert.
Just a detail. I like to chime in with specific details.
Where are the celebs at the airport? I didn't see any.
Well, it's every 15th person, and then it's a guy from CSI.
TMZ, yeah. You just think the whole place is just crawling with them. But I guess that's
much
the world of TMZ.
It's only at Southwest.
They don't show you the insurance salesman.
Well, that's the right. thing about celebrities pay. Is they're just like you and I.
They get coffee,
so
they get gas.
They wear hats, they wear sunglasses.
What were your questions about the wrestler?
Oh, you know, how did you get that part, and what was it like to work with a wrestler?
The classic questions.
What's your favorite question to answer about the wrestler? Is there something
about? As much as I love being the wrestler, one of the extra good reasons was it gave me something to talk about, like with Morning Zoo guys.
Right.
Oh, nice.
Like, hey, let's talk about who's in the wrestler. Oh!
Yeah, because otherwise they're going to say, where do you get your jokes, man? Like,
or do some of your jokes.
Like, a lot of times...
Which is worse. I'd rather talk about where I get my jokes.
Yeah.
Is it just when you're driving in the morning? Like, because that's when stuff comes to me, man. That's my Morning Zoo radio guy.
That was realistic.
But I got the part because I know Darren Aronofsky a little bit.
Ooh.
And I saw I was in a restaurant eating by myself.
Classic.
A little solo dining.
Sure.
And he was having like some sort of meeting at a different table, and he walked by me and he said, I might have something for you.
Wow. That's an exciting meeting.
Yeah, it was. And then I didn't hear from him for a while.
Right.
And I was trying to decide whether I should be like, were you joking? Like, send him an email. Then I waited a bit, and then I was like, hey, I don't know if you were serious, but. If you are, maybe you can get in touch with me. So I don't have to think about this anymore.
You seriously sent him that email?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I knew him, so it was not
how
like
do you know him?
I don't even remember how I know him. He used to come to comedy shows.
That's
oh,
so
really?
Cool.
Yeah.
I just went to a thing he did at I think it was the Directors Guild, and it was about... like neuroscience and in his films or something.
Oh, really?
Really bizarre, but it was super fascinating, and he was really he just seemed like super cool.
Yeah, he is cool. And up until I ended up moving across the street from him in New York.
Are you incredibly wealthy?
No, he has a nicer place set up than I did.
Okay.
But I don't live there anymore.
Oh, okay.
Case you really want to get specific about where I live.
I'd love to see some tax returns.
When do you ask me where you're driving me to? Does that?
Oh yeah, that was one thing.
We just drive you to where we want to drive
and
you
don't have to divulge that if you want to. I mean, it doesn't make for the best podcasting, but you can text it to me.
Do you need it to be a secret or is it a public place?
Well, it's a hotel. I'd rather not.
Sure.
Have the fans come.
What
around?
About the part of town?
It's in the Hollywood area.
Oh, okay.
West Hollywood area.
I just made the wrong decision.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where did you think? You just...
No,
I just... You were just winging where I might be staying?
Yeah. Of course it's Hollywood.
I said he's definitely staying in the San Fernando Valley somewhere. Because that's just what you're like to me.
Well, it's weird. Is it weird to be staring at the back of our heads?
I like this.
I never described the situation.
Has anyone ever made this joke where they jump in and they go, you know, I don't... I changed my mind about the podcast.
No, that's a good one.
And then you have to give them the ride.
Yeah, we are contractually obligated to get you to your destination.
When is this, how often do you do this podcast?
You know how much paperwork there was to be on this?
Once a week.
Once a week, and it usually drops
on Monday.
There's no other word for that.
So it's going to drop tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's right.
So you're going to be up all night editing this thing.
That's
all
right.
All slaving over it.
Maybe while you're editing, you could cut out the name of my hotel that I could give you right now.
Well, don't make us edit. What we're saying is we don't want to edit.
I have a podcast, too, and editing is not something.
Yeah, it's
even though I don't do my own editing.
It's just something that
I don't even like typing the email saying, edit this part out.
How did you get that podcast to Darren Aronofsky?
Darren Aronofsky getting an ice cream cone? I knew Aronofsky, and he had a podcast recorder.
Wait, Aronofsky? Wait, I've misunderstood.
Did I say his name wrong?
He said, clearly you muscled your way into my movie and then moved across the street from me. Can I just give you a podcast before you murder me?
Please. Anything to get you away from me.
No, no, I don't know the man. Thank you. We wrote it down to avoid it.
Do you know which cabin at the Chateau Marmont I'm at? I've never stayed there.
You're in the Belushi death cabin. That's what I come to understand.
What I like is this wasn't captained. I believe I put a black racing stripe on my face.
You did. Yeah. On your eyelid.
Oh, okay, good.
Do you guys get tired of doing this kind of podcast where you actually have to go drive to the airport? Is it always the airport?
It is no ways because it's hard to... Karen has a full-time high octane, right? High octane.
Yeah. Who do you write for, Karen?
I work at the gas station.
Seriously?
My job just ended, but I did have...
Oh, it just ended?
Yeah.
So we can podcast during the week now?
Yes.
Okay. I find out when you do. We're back in business.
We have to be talking about it for me to mention.
Who were you writing for?
It was a show, Yahoo's doing a series now the way like Netflix is.
Yahoo series.
I was on one of their series.
Really? Which one?
I was on Deadbeat.
Deadbeat?
Oh, yeah. Or Deadbeats.
Who else was on it?
Is that the ghost thing?
With Tyler, I forgot his last name.
The creator?
No.
He's from that.
I feel terrible that I forgot.
Comedic horror movie. Someone and someone save the world.
Is he a Wayans?
No, he's not a Wayans.
Okay. Was it great?
Is he a white chick?
He was a nice guy.
Oh, good. Fun times.
It was Troy Miller directed.
Oh, he's the greatest.
Lots of special effects.
Yeah, he knows how to direct something.
It's Troy Miller. Did he do Mr. Show stuff?
Yeah, he did that. He did Flight of the Conchords stuff.
Oh, sure, of course.
He's great.
So what were we talking about?
What are you doing in town? Why are you staying at the Chateau Marmont?
Because I was in San Francisco and I said I might as well since I'm on this coast.
Right.
Come on down.
Zip down. So I'm going to headline the Ice House on Wednesday, which I heard is a really good club.
It's great. It's someplace I avoided because it's a long drive, but that's not a reason to avoid a place. The audience, it feels like you're in another, like you're on the road in a really great room, which is rare to have those two.
Yeah, I heard the audiences are just ridiculous.
Yeah, they're so happy and excited. It's a really good room.
Yeah.
Well, let's sell that shit out.
But one tip
is...
I'm doing it Wednesday.
Oh.
One tip you got?
Oh, one tip. They like Latino-based comedy, so you might
want to. Yeah, work on
it's that. Just go that angle.
I've been doing some Spanish. I got a Spanish app on my phone.
Oh, good.
So if I, depending on how many rounds I go, by Wednesday.
Just utilize
it. I could be like Eddie Izzard, do my line. Do a line, show in four
he
different
did
languages.
Did do that, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I think he's like even increased it. I think it was first it was just in French. Now I think he does like three.
Sorry.
Wow,
he
must does other
entire
languages.
Comedy shows in other languages.
Yeah, in French. Other languages, yeah.
Yeah.
That infuriates me.
He must really like the road. There's not enough road in English speak.
Does he know Chinese? Because he could do the Silk Road. You better high five
him. Oh, high five on that?
Because that was
I hope that
great.
Was the mic close enough to the high five to get the full impact?
I do a lot
We're
of Foley
edit
work.
In. Yeah, there's going to be some
No, I just do it with my mouth. Go ahead. Oh, they're high fiving again.
So you don't just do airport runs. What other, like grocery store runs?
Yeah, when we can't fit in an airport run, sometimes I'll drive by myself and ramble. One time I was in Missoula, I podcasted with my dad.
Really?
We just went to the dump and dropped off a mattress. Or we'll take comics to and from shows.
Did you wrap the mattress? Is there bed bug scare in Missoula?
No. It's because of winter, bed bugs are not an issue. That kills everything. That's the great thing about seasons, in my opinion. Bed bug.
New York has seasons.
Yeah, it's the best.
And bed bugs.
Yeah, they do have bed bugs.
So my theory is...
is basically your dad may or may not have had bed bugs. But you didn't care enough to wrap the mattress.
Did you meet my dad, Todd, when you were in Missoula, Montana?
I feel like I did, but perhaps I didn't.
Maybe just after the show.
I think I did meet him.
When we did that show together in my hometown, I was embarrassed because a lot of...
Because
and
it
I think
was
we've
disgusting
talked.
Disgusting place that you met.
It was. I know you didn't like the green. The green room was
the green
like
room
where
was
they.
So, it was hilariously. It was good for like. Oh, good. If Instagram were back then, I would have really loved. For around.
But what? What was wrong with it?
It was like the storage closet that, if you walk by it, you'd go, "Oh, they need to clean their storage closet."
Right.
It had like Taco Bell wrappers from. 4 days ago. It was just...
And then power tools.
And then I asked for water, and the guys, like, one of them, like, said, well, you can have part of mine. Like, the idea, like, they didn't even... Like, you never thought that... Never had that request.
But I thought, I mean, you've done like
the show was actually fine.
You've done stand up at rock clubs and everything, right?
Yeah.
But I thought you'd like that gritty environment.
It was gritty.
It's a little unreasonable to ask for water and to someone just to hand you theirs. That's a little out of control.
And, you know, like they literally didn't. I think they may have went and got me a bottle. But I also remember when they paid me at the end of the night, it was those weird amounts. And I was like, why is it a weird amount? And they're like, oh, yeah, towards the end, we started cutting deals.
Oh, right.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. Like,
aren't you supposed to ask me before you cut deals?
What does that mean?
Like, I mean, they're like, hey, it's a $12 ticket. Well, we're about an hour in now, so why don't we knock $7 off that?
Oh.
They've only done that a couple times, where I do a show and I bring my own well-known headliner with me.
Thank you.
That's kind of what... Yeah, yeah. It's either you or Neil Hamburger. And I said, Neil Hamburger? He's holding up a mirror to my art.
Yeah.
Yeah. Todd Barry, that's who I'm choosing.
Yeah.
But they didn't really know what they were doing.
Yeah. No, it was a fun show.
What I don't like, though, is I remember that night, a lot of times when you're in a place where a lot of your family and friends are at, they think it's their, like, it's a competition. So they're being attentive during me, and then they're like, oh, we came to see, and then they kind of talked. They quit doing it, but they were talking at the beginning of your set, and it was driving me nuts.
Yeah, there was some really, but I also remember that was one of those shows where, like, I met someone before the show, and then when I met them, they said goodbye to me at the end of the show, and it was like they had 16 bottles of whiskey. Like, their behavior was like, how did you get this drunk?
It's
amazing. I talked to you an hour and 15 minutes ago, and can't even walk.
That's something frustrating about Montana is it's so inexpensive to drink. If you order a whiskey, it's in a pint glass and it costs $4. But if you go to a restaurant, it's as expensive as in a city. And the food is.
I remember going to some place where the margaritas were in pint glasses.
Yeah.
It's like,
that's everywhere.
That's not
in Missoula.
Sounds like my dream town.
The margarita sounds good right now.
Yeah.
Actually.
Hey, wouldn't it be cool if there's some sort of a Margaritaville?
Oh.
Like a town. Sorry. You said, you know what? I'll just drive.
You know what? So the wrestle was pretty amazing experience.
Yeah.
Did you go to the Oscars that year?
Running a red light?
Well,
no,
it was.
Jesus.
It wasn't nominated for it. He was nominated for
it. He was nominated.
I did go to the Venice Film Festival and the Toronto Film Festival.
Venice, Italy?
Yes.
How was it?
It was pretty, it was a thing. I wrote to them. I go, can I go to the Venice Film Festival?
Todd.
Well, they said, no, I mean... No, it wasn't an inappropriate thing to ask. I was listed fifth in the credits.
Shit.
I
knew nothing about this. I've known you for so long.
I just knew you as a stand-up, it was not a bit part. It was like it was a section of the movie.
Yeah, it was a recurring.
Yeah.
And there weren't really a lot of people in the movie.
God, I finally respect you.
So I asked, and they said, well, you know, you have to pay your own way, but you can tag along with us, basically. Do whatever we do.
Yeah.
It'll be part of it. But it was an indie film, so it's not like they're going to buy me a ticket to Italy necessarily.
Did they ever look at you and say, follow our lead?
No, but I mean, I got the full experience of, like, motorcade to the theater.
Yeah.
Press conference where I was sitting there. There's, like, I got a picture somewhere where, of course, no one asked me one question, but I sat there on this press conference with Mickey Rourke. But I remember I went to Venice, and I got there, like, a night early, and I just was like, wander around alone, and it's just not really fun, and I didn't know where to eat, and I'm sure I ate in the wrong place, and then I wandered into a bar where he happened to be.
So, where Mickey Rourke happened
to be. Yeah, and then I sort of had to
remind
him.
See right now,
I walked up and I
kind of
reminded him who I was, and then I think he fist-bumped me.
Well, he's known to be a bit of a barfly, right?
I don't know. I mean,
he was in the movie, but...
Yeah.
It was a place that had Bellinis, which is, I guess, like hair juice and some alcohol.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It was a pretty nice little drink.
Did you say pear juice?
Pear or peach, maybe.
I think it's peach.
It is peach.
I and champagne.
Both times thought it was hair juice.
I did, too.
And I didn't.
I thought he was joking.
I don't want a sip of that.
What?
What?
Is he a strange fellow, that Mickey Rourke?
He was, I had no extended conversations with him whatsoever.
Yeah.
He's just very, he's pretty intense. And
sure.
He's not the most approachable guy.
I there was a press junket for something, for, oh, for three, some gladiator type movie.
That he was in?
Yeah.
Iron Man? Iron Man 2?
No, a gladiator type movie. And he was...
What are gladiators again? Robots?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like Rock'em Sock. And all I did is talk to him about how I was actually frightened of him. And it got me... At first, he...
Wait, you were talking to him?
Yeah, yeah.
Why were you? I missed the beginning. I think
it was a press. It was a press junket.
Okay.
where you go in these rooms with everyone.
Oh, and you were the press.
Yes.
For whom?
Fuel TV, a network
okay.
I used to work for.
All
and
right.
and he, I was just like, I am frightened of you. I am nervous to be here. I know you are. You're a semi-professional boxer, and should I be afraid of you? But he was petting this little dog.
Yeah.
He had these little dogs, and it made him a lot less. Intense because he just was having these dogs kiss his mouth.
Yeah, he does have things that make him seem less tough. Like, you know, he talks about how he's been in therapy for 17 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Tough guys don't go to therapy.
No, no. He looks like a murderer, but he's in therapy. He's got his pinky nail painted and he's holding a chihuahua. So.
He's kind of a metrosexual in a way.
Yeah, yeah. In that, yeah.
A really scary one.
Let's talk about LA and what I should do while I'm in town.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we rented you those two planes that are flying the American
yeah,
flag over there.
We knew you were patriotic.
Welcome.
Yeah, there you
I'm
go.
I'm doing a set at the Improv tonight.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah. What show is it?
I don't know. It's
Skinny
it's the
Sundays?
9:30 show.
Oh.
I think it very well might be Skinny
doing
Sundays.
Doing At Midnight tomorrow.
Oh, that'll
that's
be,
good.
What time do they tape that? I forgot.
So you didn't just come to town to hang out.
Well, I added some, yeah, I mean, once, yeah, I booked some stuff.
Once you told people you were going to come for a visit, they were like, we got to get Barry.
I like the challenge of coming to LA and actually not losing money.
That's great that you're on At Midnight, though. I mean, I'd be over the moon.
You must have been on that show, right?
Not yet.
Seriously?
Yeah, I've asked a bunch.
Oh, they've asked you? Or you've asked them?
I've asked them a bunch. Yeah, I don't.
That's bananas.
Well, thank you.
Why would they not hire you?
I don't know. I've asked enough to where I'm a little embarrassed. I don't have, like, a manager person that does that dirty
work.
That's
crazy.
Well, thank you. I'm
Karen, flattered. Have you been on it?
No.
That's crazy as well.
Yeah, it is absolutely crazy. I'm just going to get on the freeway now.
Yeah. So you didn't take the route that everyone else takes from the airport though.
No, I'm doing a roundabout. I have it perfectly timed in my head to where it's an exactly an hour long podcast.
Oh, so you try to. This is actually a slower ride.
Right.
Yeah. We're not. It's not about getting you there.
No. It's about.
Wow. So this is like taking Super Shuttle.
Yeah, it is. We have to drop off some Polish people. It's
an hour and a half ride will be 6 hours.
Because we really want to talk about Mickey Rourke.
I remember when I was so excited when I heard about Super Shuttle many years ago. I go, oh, that's great, door to door.
Yeah.
And then I took it a few times and like, oh my God.
You didn't know how many doors there did.
Yeah, a few times. You know, it's one of those gambling things where if you're like last person they pick up, then you're like, oh man.
Right.
And then you go
dream.
Right to the airport.
Yeah. I was always the first person they picked up. I was always hungover. It was always like 5 in the morning, and there would always be a band that would get on.
Yeah.
And it was living torture. It was the worst.
Yeah, we're a 12-piece Afro
Afro jam Cuban band.
Yeah, can you hold our drums?
We're just going to play this real quick. This is some steel drums for you.
So you're taking a specifically roundabout way. Is that downtown LA over there?
Now he's on the freeway. No,
this is how one... right now we're totally...
Is this the 101 to the 10 to the 405?
This is the 405
to the 10.
I still don't know the geography of Los Angeles that well.
It's not...
I've been here probably 50 times.
Yeah. It's not like New York where it's a grid that you can easily figure out. Here it's
New York's
just...
the best. New York.
It is pizza.
New York is number 1.
It's pizza.
You can't get a good slice. Anywhere but
I've gotten good slices all over the world, to be honest with you.
They're getting some nice, good pizzas here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But I do love New York so much. I was only there for 2 days, but every time I go there, I want to figure out a way
to
move
there.
You've
been there a lot. You've only been there for two
just,
days.
Just
recently, you mean.
When I just got back now.
Oh, that's
we were
right.
only there for 48 hours for the Eugene Merman thing.
Did they fly you there?
Yes.
Did they put you up?
Yes.
Where'd they put you?
The Hotel Le Bleu in Brooklyn.
You know where I stayed there? During Sandy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why? Did your apartment flood?
It got,
too intense?
Well, I had no electricity, and I also had no water, which is worse than having no electricity.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
then you're dehydrated and it's dark.
Yeah, and there's, you know, there's certain bathroom issues.
Yeah,
that
plenty.
I don't want to talk about.
No, no, we don't.
That's the other podcast.
But I was able to go. That's where I stayed there, though.
At Le Bleu.
It's pretty nice. Those beds are great.
The what?
The beds are great.
Were they good beds?
Really comfortable. But last night, we got home late, and it was like I'd just been going for 48 hours straight.
Yeah.
I was telling Chris this, and I laid down in my bed, and I felt like my head was buzzing, and I felt like there were voices in my head.
Oh, wow.
And I was just like, oh, just relax. You're super tired, and you've done nothing for 48 hours but talk to people and interact, so just don't worry about it. And then eventually I went to sleep. And then Nick Thune, who was staying in the same hotel two floors above me, was like, there was a huge party on your floor last night. I was like, oh, thank God. I thought I was having a psychotic break.
I've had that happen at hotels recently where there's just like loud, awful people.
Yeah. But weirdly muffled. So it was like a distant buzz.
You really were like, confusing it for voices in your head?
Not like...
She was tired.
Not it was like anyone telling me to shoot my neighbors, but it was more of like rabble sound.
I'm someone that grew up with voices, and they never said anything in English. It was just ambient noises with an emotion attached to them. And now I sound like a crazy person.
Is that the truth?
Yeah. This keeps happening.
Yeah. You love a slow lane.
Yeah, as much as a rainy night.
Chris, did you have fun on that cruise we were on?
I love that cruise we were on.
Yeah,
I don't know
fun.
Where I...
I have it.
I wrote down...
Well, the comedy cruise? I was supposed to go on.
The Atlantic Ocean Comedy Festival. Yeah, Karen had to cancel.
Yeah, why did you have to cancel?
Because I got a job.
Writing gigs, man. Juggling them. Yeah, I have no idea.
I have it.
Oh, okay.
Did you really share a room with Guy Branum, or was that a joke?
I did. No, it wasn't a joke. It ended up being really great. But
you could have stayed with me and my girlfriend in NorCal.
Well, that would have been, I think, intrusive. I didn't want to pry.
Slightly intrusive. Who's your girlfriend, Todd?
Her name's Olivia.
Say it again?
Say it again? Well, you think I was... You think I made it up on the fly, and you're going to trip me up?
Your voice went down two octaves.
Did it?
You were like, her name is... Janine.
I get protective of people who aren't in show business.
Sure.
Do you want to write it down on this piece of paper and I'll just read it?
Her name's Olivia.
His girlfriend was very sweet. I thought she was a very nice person.
There you go.
Yeah.
You go. That's what you're supposed to say.
Two nice people hanging out. You can't beat that.
Easy on the eyes.
Yeah, sure. Oh,
I did a comedic thing where I wasn't looking at the road for a minute. It's always... fun for inside the car.
I'm looking that up, so don't worry about it.
Okay, cool.
Just drive.
Thank you.
It's the name of the hotel is the first word there.
Okay, I like that. It was like a riddle, but a really easy one.
The name of the hotel is that first word there. Four. Get it? I'm implying I'm saying at the Four Seasons.
And what else? Do you have any other plans while you're here?
I'm going to record a couple episodes of my podcast.
Nice.
Which I have mixed feelings about doing.
How come?
Because I don't know if it's just... Part of me is like, I like doing the podcast. This part of me is like, oh man, I got to do 2 hours while I'm in LA. But then I might have nothing to do those 2 hours anyway.
Right.
Well, so I might as well.
You could go to the beach.
Do you go to Chili John's ever? That's near where... You ever been to Chili John's?
It's never open.
Really?
The one in Burbank?
Yeah, that's near where I record...
Oh, that's where I live in Burbank. Chili John's, I've lived in Burbank for 11 years, probably. I've never seen it open.
Huh.
It's
I don't
delicious.
Drive by every day, but yeah,
it's
people
delicious
love it.
And it's just one of those places you like, it just feels authentic, and you just want to eat there, and they're nice. I'm hungry
it's
now,
very
man.
Very old looking. Should we drop you off at Chili John's, and we have to edit out Chili John's?
I had a good burrito at the San Francisco airport.
Oh, that's the best place to get burritos. Sometimes I fly just to get to the...
I don't believe at all.
No, that was a... But I have had burritos there. I really have. They're good. Mission style, I believe, is the what made burritos famous in San Francisco.
It's right by that.
Oh, yeah. I wish I knew where that was.
Oh, and well, just take this next exit.
Oh, okay,
and
terrific.
And go straight up.
Indeed I will. I can't believe that... When did you know, Todd, that you were going to be in Los Angeles this week?
I don't know, a few months ago, maybe?
Oh, okay, good. I thought it was, like, super last minute.
No.
Like you called yesterday and said, hey, can
no,
I do that?
I think it's been maybe 6 weeks.
That little at midnight joint.
Todd, who's your best friend in stand-up comedy besides me?
Oh, besides you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, my close friends are like Louis, but I rarely, Louis. I don't see him a whole lot. Sarah, I don't see her a lot.
Sarah.
I know. Look, listen to me dropping these first names. Cher.
You're on Louis quite a
Seal
bit.
Seal is a really good friend of mine.
Seal is a tremendously good friend of mine.
Maybe you can ask him about his cheeks, because no one
would
can
ask
give
him
me
about,
a straight answer.
About Heidi Klum.
I would ask him about being abusive.
No.
He is abusive. He's pushy and chubby.
Is he?
Yeah.
No,
the nanny. Yeah.
Did you see Heidi Klum on the...
Wait till TMZ gets a hold of that juicy
America's
gossip.
Got Talent?
He pushes her?
No.
No, I didn't.
Oh, because Dan Natterman, who's a funny dude from New York, was
oh,
on.
Yeah, I remember
And he just
him.
Told a joke that had the word German in it. So she's German, so she assumed, oh, he must be insulting German people. Even though there was zero... It was impossible to say it was offensive.
That's just right. Revealing that she's not proud to be German.
And then, yeah, so then she's like, you managed to offend everyone.
Oh.
And then the other three judges liked him and didn't mention that he was offensive. So so basically she got offended and confused. So I'm mad at her a little bit.
Yeah,
nor
no.
You would, I expect more from her as far as comedy judgment.
I really was.
You know, she's supposed to be a leader in our
industry.
She's
one of the most qualified supermodels to judge comedy.
Yeah, what if I just came up to her and judged the quality of her bra?
Exactly.
Or whatever she does.
Don't you? Isn't every she, time you see her?
Or her moisturizer.
Yeah.
Or her L'Oreal contract. Wow, that made me sound like I'm really into fashion.
Yeah, you actually knew all of her sponsors. Yeah.
I don't even know if she has one. I just assume everyone has one.
Too late.
That's what I heard. That they're the. I really did know the nanny.
What is the name of your?
They were always fighting.
Oh, you knew her actual nanny?
Yeah, yeah. And they were always fighting, and they sometimes got physical.
Really?
Chris, yeah. This is real major gossip that you're dropping.
Yeah, that's.
I know. That's why I brought it back
that's
up.
Seriously, good, like good tips idea. At TMZ.com.
Exactly. Exactly.
We should get onto that TMZ tour bus and start telling people what they really need to hear.
I just then pull up this elevator footage of them boxing each other. Yeah, a lot of people haven't seen this. I just
they're
haven't.
Not together anymore, right?
No,
I don't think so.
They're
hey,
not.
Did doesn't
you go
it make
with
sense?
Anthony Kiedis also?
Ew, what?
Oh.
Maybe I'm wrong about that.
I don't know, but I don't know why I...
There's a hotel we just passed. It's $242 a week.
That's one of the nice ones on La Brea. A... on South La Brea.
Who stays at these things?
I know. I've noticed that hotel.
The poor.
Yeah, I guess I know. That was a little elitist.
Mr. Four Seasons thinks that the people at the Motor Inn aren't good enough. They have free Wi-Fi.
Free, oh, my God.
It's being remodeled under new management.
Yeah. That sign has been up for 6 years. Our podcast is called Do You Need a Ride?
I like it. Let's hear the numbers.
Oh, how many listeners?
Yeah.
Oh,
easily.
On average, between,
like
I mean...
30.
Yeah.
Is it on, what network? Is it on a network?
All Things Comedy.
Is that Al Madrigal?
It is.
Yeah. I like him.
Yeah, he's the greatest.
He's a sweet man.
And Bill Burr, of course. Please don't forget Bill Burr.
I don't like Bill Burr. I'm joking. I do like Bill
no,
Burr.
No, he's one of your closest comedy friends, isn't he?
I like Bill Burr. We are friends.
Good. No, he's great.
I've never met him, but I do like the things that come out of his mouth.
You've never met Bill Burr?
I've never met him.
Who I else like have Bill you Burr.
Not met? How? Who have I not? I've never met your friend Louie.
You've never met Louie?
Never.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, Louie is one of my closest friends.
You are out of the Louie.
Someone's getting ready for At Midnight.
Yeah. You better not ring in with that answer.
For a second, I got to say, I thought I was not welcome back at Midnight because I didn't really hear a lot when I was inquiring about going back on. And I tweeted at them a few times, and there were no bites, and then it came through.
Because
I was like, I got all in my head. I formulated this whole thing like, you don't think I'm good enough to fucking be on At Midnight?
That's so funny because you're a
and then they,
very
I guess
well-known
I was.
Comedian.
I bring in ratings.
I think a lot of people want to be on that show. It's really popular. It's really cool.
Right.
Well, it's just,
I think they probably get
pretty,
barraged.
It's a little... They don't get barraged by people at fucking my level, which is superstardom.
Oh.
See, he jumps. He was being honest. And then and now
I'm all over the map.
And he slapped me. He slapped me down with his fame.
All over the map.
Because I've done the exact same things you've been doing. I've mentioned them. I've called five times.
I can't
times.
Believe either. That's amazing.
And Bart Coleman was like, hey, you should...
why don't you write to him?
Email me sometime. I do. And he says, I haven't forgotten about you. You know, that whole song and dance.
That's cool.
He sings it.
I just like feel like some of these jobs are... That should be like a no-brainer. Just like... Chris Fairbanks wants to do our game show. It's a comedy game show. Why don't we give him a slot? And then we don't have to fill that slot anymore because we got him. And then we get Karen the other slot.
Right.
And me, and then you give me another ride.
I actually have no interest in being on TV anymore at all, which
really?
I reflect in my weight and appearance and the V-neck shirts
that
I
true?
Choose to wear. Yeah, I just don't... I mean...
Karen, you are incredibly photogenic.
No. You don't have to do that. Thank you.
Oh, good.
But I just mean in that way of, like, they're, you know, the idea that they're... It really is so... Wait, what are you saying?
It just made me laugh.
What are you saying?
I just said, oh, good, we don't have to do that.
But we... This, for a little bit, this was going to be... We had cameras in the car, which just seemed, for me, it was dangerous. I was too concerned. Because there's a lot of stuff I have to do other than drive, like flex my jowls.
Yeah.
Make sure my... Because my good side requires me to look out the window.
So you don't want to have to, like... You want to go pick someone at the airport, you don't want to have to dress up to go pick someone.
No.
Right.
And you don't want a camera that close to you. And I, of course, have my four-year divorce sorrow down vest of fat on.
Wait a second.
Taking me forever to get off. Yeah?
Divorce?
Yeah.
You were married?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously?
Very briefly, yeah.
It was
a serious...
Do I
know the person?
No.
Who were you married to?
I knew him.
But yeah, Chris worked with him. He's a cameraman. I worked with...
How
I
long
met
were
him
married?
On Ellen. Less than 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did I not know that?
We're not in each other's lives the way we're supposed to be. As best friends.
You should know whether you were married for...
But I didn't know
years.
You were in the wrestler, Todd. This is why there's podcasts.
Oh, I didn't say that wasn't worse, that you didn't. that's definitely worse.
It did surprise me that you... Oh, that guy's going to run into his car.
It's definitely worse that you didn't know I was in the wrestler.
I know. That's for
everyone
sure.
Everyone knew that.
Yeah, everybody. And, like, it was just common knowledge.
So you got divorced 4 years ago?
Well, we're actually... The paperwork's just going through now. But, yeah.
Really? Why does it take so long?
We just didn't get it.
Snail mail.
Yeah.
Okay. So, are you guys friendly? Am I allowed to ask you questions?
You are allowed, and yes, we are. But it's just a weird, sad thing.
Yeah, it is sad.
It's such a major life change. So I'm slowly adapting. So it's like that kind of thing where I'm like, I don't want to be on TV looking like this. Or feeling like it, really. I want a podcast about it.
Things are getting really heavy here, man.
No, I like...
Handle it.
I don't even know what area
we're going straight up Mark Maron. You're eventually going
to
go
that way. We're heading straight
to
Hollywood.
What area are we in right now?
Sorry.
This is like Wilshire? Mid-Wilshire?
Yeah, when you held up the map, I couldn't... I don't know. Because I live in... I live in a different town, basically.
Do you know where that is?
Yes. Yes.
Or the...
Yep.
Yeah.
And so the end spot is there. This is my favorite part of the podcast, where we just, it's just like a book on tape of Google Maps.
Todd, what's your favorite place to go in LA when you come here? Separate from performing, like a place or a restaurant or...
Just the Grove over and over.
Of course.
The Grove, always.
Mostly World Market?
I look at the three stores and I go, why is everyone talk about this place so much?
I know.
I have a J. Crew. I've seen J. Crews everywhere.
It's because the Grove isn't where... What people get excited about is that farmer's market. They're totally different. They have different parking. It took me a long time to...
Yeah,
you don't park at the Grove and then go to the farmer's market.
You don't?
No, because they don't validate for a different place. It's just in the same square block, so you assume they're affiliated. But yeah, the Grove is a snooze fest. Scepter and Christmas...
I bet it's fun, though.
Oh,
it snows.
There's elves and... Yeah, it's
I did
terrific.
See Bobby Brown there once. So.
What?
You heard. And I saw
My
Ben
tenderoni?
Kingsley's on there also. Ben Kingsley
you...
going to the Apple store.
Now, are you being serious?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
What good celeb sightings have you guys had?
No, Ben Kingsley's a great one.
That's
did
amazing.
You see... I talk about this movie every time movies come up. Did you see Sexy Beast by any chance?
Yes.
I was going to mention Sexy Beast.
I think that's
Beast.
One of the best movies I've ever seen.
I agree. It's amazing.
It's so tense. Not enough people talk about it.
I'm not talking about it because I haven't seen it.
Oh, you should
definitely
see it.
How have I avoided it?
Yeah, you gotta see it. It's really
good. It might
be
on Netflix.
He's funny in it, right?
Oh, it's everything.
Yeah.
He's scary.
And it's just such a weird movie, and like, but not weird, like in a like, ooh, this is weird, like just interesting choices they make.
Yeah.
As a director myself, I really. As a director,
you've directed things, right?
Oh my God! Theoretically.
Talk about your body of work.
Well, and if you want to talk about my oeuvre or my canon.
What about your genre?
Oh, come on. That's not even use that word correctly.
I'm sure I didn't. I just wanted to say
you
a word.
You just killed the conversation.
No, I didn't. We're still talking.
Einstein Brothers Bagels.
That killed the conversation.
Don't just name signs. God.
Rite Aid. Ooh. That's not the rock and roll routes that we just passed, is it?
No, we're not near
every
that.
Mench
we're
people.
Down on Wilshire.
That's why people listen. I swear they like us mentioning things we're passing.
Do they?
Meslin Avenue.
That way people are like, all right, this is seriously recorded in the car.
Yeah, yeah. And you can hear.
They didn't just add like ambient noise.
No, right. See this mic here? That's the truth.
Oh, wow.
Because that picks up.
You got a windscreen on there.
Yeah, just because, you know, the air conditioner.
Yeah.
There's the tar pits, Tom.
Is it?
Yeah. In there.
I've never been to the tar pits. I've never been to this, what, Runyon Canyon? That everyone.
They're very similar.
Yeah, there's dinosaurs in there. I believed in the Bible until I went there, and then I see that there's actual bones. They aren't planted by the devil.
What is that?
Test our faith.
It's the actual tar pits.
Yeah.
From whatever, the Mesozoic era. Yeah. Again, I'm using random words.
With a
words.
Fence around them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
and
you can go
dinosaur.
In. Yeah, and see dinosaurs, and they're young in fetal position because they died.
Are they cute little dinosaurs?
Yeah,
oh, they're adorable.
They snuggled up.
Mm-hmm.
There's LACMA.
LACMA.
Yeah, museum.
What is that?
We have museums, too, in LA.
I know, just no one goes to them. Thank
That's
you.
That's right. Thank you.
You're
Thank
right.
You.
I never
LACMA?
Have.
Is that the LA County Museum of Art?
That's right.
Boom.
And if it's not right, I wouldn't know.
And this is some, the corner where Tupac was shot.
Is that true?
Yep.
Seriously?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, it is. That is.
I thought he was shot in Las Vegas.
No, it's right here. And no, it wasn't in Vegas.
He was shot in front of the Peterson Car Museum?
Oh, is that
yeah,
me?
Yeah.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, yeah. The Automotive Museum or whatever. That was one of the first things Howard Kramer, he's like... Look at that, right there, that's with two bucks.
Oh, seriously? So we're finally, after 10 go-rounds, we're realizing you're actually serious.
Do people just think I'm full of shit all day?
How's Howard Kramer doing?
But now you've made me, he's doing great. He's doing his summer thing, shoving that
summer
down everyone's throat.
I worry about him because summer's ending. And he really loves summer.
Well, he really loves having a little festival that doesn't include me.
What festival is that?
I thought we were friends.
I didn't get invited to that Maui festival.
Oh, yeah. Surf's up. I'd love to. I don't know why I said that. Maui's the best part of Hawaii.
I've never been to Hawaii.
You haven't?
And I've never been to Mexico either.
Well, Mexico's gotten a little stabby. But Maui's still beautiful.
Maui's Maui. Mexico's stabby.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I think he was dancing. Don't worry.
Okay.
That guy was.
Whoa, did I miss something?
Yeah, there was a guy that was extremely
he was walking
Quasimodo-ish.
Well, he was walking like he was walking towards the wind. I think it was for comedic effect. But if it was because he had some kind of affliction, at least he got a funny one.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he... Todd?
Yeah. I zoned out.
For I know.
Bye.
You put your sunglasses on.
I was just on.
On
a 45-minute flight.
Oh, it's totally understandable. We've thought about it before that maybe getting right after someone's been on an airplane maybe isn't the best time to interview them.
I think I get so excited about the free ride that the $60
right.
I'm saving.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe
That's how we loop people in.
I haven't
in.
Rented a car like my last 8 trips here. Or maybe 6 trips.
Well, you don't need to now with this Uber and Lyft.
I know.
It's affordable. It's great. You just don't need to. We don't ever want to do again, right, Karen, is take someone to the airport at 4 a.m.
Yeah, we're never doing that.
Who'd you do that for?
Well, I think Ian Carmel, he had a 6 a.m. flight, and so we woke up early in the valley, grabbed him, and we were all just out of it.
Yeah, we thought it would be funny, like in,
the novelty of it.
Yeah, then when you're waking up an hour after you went to bed, you're like, hey, maybe this isn't worth it for a podcast episode.
Exactly. Yeah, I started describing.
As opposed to this, which is totally worth it.
This is the draw. This is what's going to put us.
I revealed that I'm in the wrestler.
What else? What other? You're on Louie a lot, right?
Yeah.
I see you on there quite a bit.
Oh, I like that little house right there.
And you get to just be yourself. You don't even have to bring your own wardrobe.
I do. I know. They don't. Yeah. It's pretty easy.
Sounds great.
It's all over for me, though.
Why?
Why?
I don't know. It's something I say a lot.
Oh, no.
It's something I say a lot.
Just say it.
It controls the conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good idea.
It's the opposite of a daily.
What do you guys like to eat in town, huh?
Oh, I don't know if I can tackle that one. I live in Venice Beach.
Do you really?
Yeah, that's right.
What's that place in Venice that has a... It's like begins with a G? It's kind of fancy, but not fancy. So, like the Raja...
So not the Grove.
No, it's the name of a restaurant.
Oh.
Rene Grungang.
Oh, Log. Is it Log?
I don't know. It was good.
Are you thinking of Chipotle? With a C?
That's a C, not a G.
That's a C.
Venice Beach. So that's far, right?
Yeah, it is.
Is that where you used to live with Tig?
Yep. For a number of years. In different places around Venice. But I stay over there. It's cool. You know, it's 20 degrees cooler over there.
Venice?
So nice.
At all times.
Really?
Yes.
I had never heard that before.
It's been 112 where Karen lives.
Where do you live, Karen?
In Burbank.
What's it like living in Burbank? Because I just associate that with, like, The Price is Right or something.
Well, as well you should. It's awesome.
It's
super quiet. It's, like, where all the grandmas live. There's hardly any helicopters.
So what you're saying is it's a bad place to live, but you're trying to justify it by saying it's quiet.
That's right. And I feel like the more I talk, the more I'll be able to justify it. So if you just let me.
It's like if I lived on Park Avenue in New York.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
They call Burbank the Park Avenue of the West.
Park Avenue would be pretty nice, actually.
Yeah, that's really nice. And Burbank isn't.
It is nice. You have
It's great.
Your neighborhood, it seems like I could be in the Midwest.
Do you have a house?
I do, yeah.
You own a house?
Uh-huh. Homeowner.
Oh, you had all those writing jobs. So
grown up.
That's right. I didn't let the podcast stand in the way of me owning a home.
Does this make anyone nervous? Not me.
What's it like to own a home?
It's very nerve-wracking, and there's a lot involved.
Who does your lawn?
It's a lovely man named Froilan Rodriguez, who...
I don't need to give both his names.
Why? He's a great gardener.
I'm sure he is.
I love him. And he came with the house. Like, he was just already doing it.
He was grandfathered in?
Well, he was grandfathered in.
We've gotten people a lot of work just by mentioning them on our podcast. Yeah.
And my pool man is named Circus.
You have a pool?
Circus?
His name is Circus.
You have a pool.
Please say his last name is
Does Patton, he
Olay.
Doesn't live in Burbank anymore, right?
Circus Olay.
No. He doesn't.
Who's that?
Patton used to live kind of over by Magnolia, but he moved.
He's someone I haven't seen for 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
See, when I hear that, I go, wow, it gives me a perspective on LA, because I assume you guys just see each other all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like that in the 90s.
It was just Patton and us and Ben Kingsley.
We were just hanging.
Always.
Talking about our art.
Is this an adult field trip?
Oh, we're really close now.
All
aren't
kinds
we?
Of people
yeah,
from
we are.
Different walks of life.
Todd, is there anything you'd like to talk about that we haven't hit yet?
No, I like this. It's just very loose.
Yeah, okay. Very loose.
I mean, have we started?
You asshole.
This can't be the podcast.
It can't be.
It's my favorite joke that you hear occasionally.
Oh, really? Is this
no.
someone made that?
No, I mean, it's
what's your favorite coffee spot in LA?
Graffiti. On La Brea. Their coffee is so strong, it's like doing narcotics, and
it's
I
like
love it.
Inhaling actual graffiti. There you go. You didn't like that one, did you, Karen?
You're not going to do that at the Ice House, are you?
I'm going to open and close. I'm going to bookend my show.
And once again, I'd like to remind you, graffiti.
Let's plug the Ice House this Wednesday. European tour is coming up.
What? Really? For real?
Yes. Going to Helsinki, Stockholm, Dublin,
Galway,
Oslo, and one other place that I've... God, where else am I going? Oslo.
And you're going to do it in all the languages of those places, right?
I am. I can do it in Finnish. Yeah, look at my little hotel here.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's actually really nice.
I hope you get one of those umbrellas.
I highly recommend this hotel.
See, now someone's going to drive around until they see umbrellas outside a hotel.
Until they see, hey, this looks like a highly recommended hotel.
Hey.
So I'm guessing, okay.
Well, we can stay here and talk for as long as you'd
like. No, it's an interesting choice not to pull into the driveway of the hotel I'm staying when I've got heavy bags. And,
See, that's what I wanted. That's the Todd Berry wanted in the car.
Oh, you didn't get enough of that?
No, I
had
didn't.
Plenty.
I didn't.
Yeah, I was sassing it up.
I mean, there's. I like the. No, we're at exactly an hour.
Are you not happy with this episode?
Yeah,
was that an hour?
Yeah,
we drove for an hour.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Well, we talked.
I would have clocked that at 35, 40 minutes.
Isn't that funny? Yeah,
you
time.
You need to readjust your.
You know what?
Time.
That's an indicator of Todd.
How interesting I am.
You having fun?
I was having fun.
Yeah, that's what happened.
And being a fascinator. That's really what you are.
I'm a fascinator.
You're a fascinator.
Now I like you're going in the wrong way in the driveway.
Yeah, you know what? Rules are made.
You know what? Get out.
Not be followed.
I'm not very appreciative. Is there any way you close this show out, or do I just say goodbye?
When the guy says, "Hey, you're going the wrong way," I roll down the window and I just say, "No, I'm not." Like I drive on the other side.
Thanks for the ride.
Of course.
I bet I'm not the first one to say that.
I'll see you
guys around
town,
and
hopefully.
Let me know when this drops. Tweet it, and I'll do one of my valuable retweets.
It totally will be valuable.
Hey, I follow both of you guys, by the way.
Thanks, Todd.
Thanks.
See ya, thanks.
You're
number one.
That was fun.
Don't forget your
guy. Oh, he's back.
That was fun, right?
Oh, he's back.
We just
that was good, right?
I enjoyed it. Did you like it?
I liked it.
I always wonder if
I liked it. Oh, we forgot the... That was another episode of Do You Need a Ride? DYNAR! Oh, God.
Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
With Karen and Chris.